Okay, today's daf is Kedusha and Daf Tes. There will not be a daf on. There will be a daf, but it won't be online on Sunday. I'm not going to be home, but Bez Hashem will pick up that on Monday on Hoshana Rabbah. Okay, so says the Gemara, Hu Gavra Davika Mazvin Chumre. The last few words on Chesma Beis. Hu Gavra Davika Mazvin Chumre Psichyasa. And there was a man that used to sell certain items. What are Chumre? Rashi says buttons. Buttons, shows and shall bedil, right? Tin buttons. V'charzin mehar b'mehen b'chut echad, and they used to bind them all on a string to make a necklace. V'charzin sabrein limkor. So that's chumri. Rashi says v'yesh garsim psichyasa. Sounds like from Rashi that there are two different things. That's a type of glass rings. Schuches kimin tavos dakim, also to put on the. On a necklace. So a man sells these raw materials. So what happens? Asai, hahi, it's a woman comes into the store. Amrle, havli chad, sucha. Can I have one of those? Can I have a necklace? Amrle, he says, I have nalech, make this shizli. If I give you one, will you be married to me? I'll give you one on that condition. Amrle, all she says is, hava mieva. Just give me one. So what does that mean? So Amr of Chama, call hava mieva, lav klumhu. Any give me, please, is nothing. Meaning it's not considered a language of Kiddushin. We assume she just wants the thing, and she wants the item, not because that she has any intent for Kiddushin. Tosfos says, top Tosfos, second line, V'yesh lomar, the shiny hacha, d'me ikara haisa sho'ela shalobotar as Kiddushin. Why here doesn't it work? Right, unlike yesterday when we had again, the question of Tosfos says, V'yem tomar, migara matan mos laploni d'mekudeshes. Right, yesterday we had where she says, give so-and-so the money that it'll work for me. So here it's different, because here she's asking Shalobataras Kedushin. She's just saying, I want that because I'm hungry, or here it's not a food, is I just want to use it. When she says, just give it to me, so then also we assume it's going like the original das. And the Rashba says, not only that, but she has to say it. She has to say, yes, I agree to the Kiddushin, and if not, it does not work. Continuing, three similar cases. Next case, Ahu Gavra, Davika Shasi Chamra Bechanusa, fifth line on top, Tesman Aleph, there was a man that was drinking wine in the store. Asi Ahu Hayitza, not again, a woman came in, Amr Le Havli Chad Kisa, could I have a cup, please? I assume what Gora talks sometimes about is it Derech Nashim Lishtos? But here the woman wants a drink. She says, can I have a cup, please? Amar Allah, Yehiv Nelech Mekdishisli. If I give you a cup of wine, will you be married to me? So Amar Allah, Ashku Yashkin, fill it up. Fill it up. So again, what does that mean, fill it up? Fill it up and I agree? Or fill it up and I'm thirsty, but I'm not talking about what you're saying. So Amar Rav Chama says again, Kol Ashku Yashkin Lav Klumhu. You know, when she says, you know, fill it up, that's not a language of accepting of Kiddushin. So we have it by an object, we have it by a drink, and now we're going to have it by a food. Hu gavra davika shadi timrei midikla. There was a man that was throwing dates down from the dekel tree. Yesterday morning, I hiked up the, we have a hike right outside of our house to the monastery. So we hiked up the monastery, so on the way we saw these olive trees, and there was one guy, it was Mamish from the Mishnais, there was one guy standing on top of the olive tree, and he had a blanket underneath, and he was knocking on the olive tree, and the olives were falling down, and he had his wife, I guess, sitting down there guarding, that nobody took from the olives that were on the blanket. So that was, he was knocking down some olives. So here, a man was throwing dates into a basket. The Mishnais talk about it. Is there gazela by if a guy's on top of an olive tree and it just falls on the bottom? Does he have a blanket? Is that a kinyan chatzer? So says the Gemara here, there was a man that was sitting throwing dates from the date tree. Asahi itza. Amar le shaduli tartik. Can you throw me two of those dates, please? Amar la isha dinu mekdashesli. Sure, if you're married to me, I'll give you those two dates. Amar le shadi mishta. She says, throw them down. So again, Amar azvid, kol shidi mishta lav klumhu. That type of lashon is nothing. Right? So we assume all these three, she's just saying, no, I really want those, but not that she's accepting Kiddushin. We're trying to point out, there's a tzrichasa, and that's why each one is unique to teach me an item, a food, or a drink. You might have said just an item she really wants, but food maybe she's not so desirous for, so maybe that's a Kiddushin. So that's why they have to say the Kiddush by each one. Ibailu, what happens if it's a slightly different case? Hav Ashki Vishadi, Mahu. What if she answers with only one word? She doesn't say, throw it down, Mishta Shasi, Hav, Mieva Hava. She only says one word. She says, Hav, give. So do we say she's a little more serious and medactic about her words in that case? Like if she says, I'll give it to you if you're married to me, okay, give. So is that, she doesn't say okay, she just says give. So is that good enough or not? So Amar Avina Mukudashas, Rav Avina says yes, that works. Rav Sama Baraksa Amar Taga Damalka Enem Mukudashas. Rav Sama Baraksa says Taga Damalka Enem Mukudashas. What does that mean? Rashi says it's like an Omar, by the word of God. It's a Solashin Shvua, by the crown of the king. Taga Damalka Enem Mukudashas. That's Rashi sees what Taka Namalka is. Other Rishonim say, I think the Ritva has a different shot of Taka Namalka, that she says it's not worth a king's crown to me. Either let's go with Rashi's shot. Taka Namalka is just a Lashon of Shvup, a Keser HaMelech Nishba. So, Hilfzayin Mukudashas. The Halacha is not Mukudashas, so whether she says it in one word, whether she says two words, it's not going to be Mukudashas in that case. Again, she has to be more explicit in her acceptance of the marriage. V'hilchasa, the Gemara now ends off. Number one, V'hilchasa Shirai lo tzrichi shuma. Number one, Shirai, when the man gives the silk to the woman and says, you're married to me with it, lo tzrichi shuma, does not have to be estimated, as we had started the sugi yesterday, that have to be estimated in order for the marriage to work. V'hilchasa k'Rabbi Elazar, and halachas like Rabbi Elazar, which Rabbi Elazar? So Rashi says, it's the Rabbi Elazar that said on yesterday's daf, that if a man says to a woman, be mekudeshes to me with a mana, with 100, and he gives her a dinar, they're married right away. He just has to finish it off, the yashlim. It's like a case of al-tanai. And the Gemara says, V'hilchasa kirava, Amar of Nachman. Who said what? Rav Nachman said, the case of Mashkon yesterday, which we spent a little time on. Again, there's a lot more there. But Mana Inkan, Mashkon Inkan, he says, I wanna owe you $100, and here's a Mashkon. So the Gemara says, that's not a Kedushin, because he didn't give her the mana. And the Mashkon either is not a Kinyan Aguf, or is just not there at all, because the Chov is not there, as the Ravid said. On this line is where the Tosfos that we referred to yesterday about Hilchasa Shirai lo tzrichi shuma. Tosfos here quotes Rabbeinu Tam, again we mentioned it yesterday, who said, why does the Gemara specifically quote Shirai? Because Shirai, at least, women have a general idea how much it's worth. But if you use something that people generally have and have no idea what it's worth, then the condition wouldn't be good at all without a shuma. That's what Tosfos says in the middle of Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Look at it again. Only Shirai does not need shuma. Because people know generally how much is silk worth. And people don't make such mistakes about it. But jewels and other precious stones, then people are fakes. There are charlatans out there, the counterfeits that try to fake silver. Sometimes you look at a piece of silver, you don't know if it's real or fake. You know, you have to ask somebody what it is. You have to hold it. So anything that really people can make a mistake in, then that would need a shumim, because a woman would not have the correct smichas das. And this is the line quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, nagu ha'olam lekadesh betabas she'ein ba evan. Right, that's what the minhag is, to be mekadesh, to do kiddusha nowadays with a ring that does not have a stone, so that there is no problem with the gemiras das. That is Tosfos. Interesting, the Sefer HaChinuch, we did not mention this yesterday, why do we use a ring at all? Why don't we use, like I mentioned, the Sephardim use coins, some Sephardic customs. They drop a coin. I was by my roommate in college, I was Eidei Kedushin at his wedding, so he dropped a coin into his kala's hand. Harei Amukudesh just be mat be'azuk, that's Moshe v'Yisrael. Right, so why the men of Ashkenazim is to use a ring? Why a ring? So the Chinuch says what you might have thought, that the whole idea of Kiddushin in Tavkuf Nun Beis, or the Chinuch holds like the Rambam, that Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah, unlike the Rosh who says it's just a Heksha mitzvah for Puravu, right, the brachas under the chuppah. Shivano Alarayos Vaslas Arusos, what kind of brachas are those? What kavana does the Chassan and Kalat have in mind? According to the Rambam, that it's the Chassan's bracha, and the Masada Kiddushin is being motzi him in the bracha. And the Masada Kiddushin has to say, according to the Rambam, you have brachas Kiddushin to say, it's a mitzvah, and therefore have in mind to be able to the mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's not a bracha mitzvah, it's a bracha shalach ha'udah. The Masada Kiddushin doesn't have to say anything. Anybody could say a bracha of praise about a wonderful idea of Kiddushin, but the real mitzvah is puravu. So the Rosh, the Chinuch, Kedarka Bakodesh, holds like the Rambam. It's a bitav kuf nun beis, the mitzvah of Kiddushin. So after talking about what the idea of Kiddushin is about, b'shar she'a mitzvah she'tetzaveinu atara la'asos maisa b'isha yore inyin zivugam teram yishkavo ima. The idea of kiddushin is to do an act with a woman before one lives with them, before one lies with them. And this is part of the issue we're going to talk about, hopefully, next week, why Rav was mevatel kiddushei bia. Because people lost the sense of what kiddushei bia was supposed to be, and therefore he was mevatel. He gave malchus for anybody who did it. Because the chinuch says the idea of kiddushin is to create something beforehand. Shouldn't be just like a maisa znus, where there's no context created before the maisa bia. The God, Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig, like once said, maybe that's also the idea of kiddushin creates an iser. Kiddushin creates an iser. According to Rav Rishonim, right, even iser labayla, after erison, she's more usher to you than she is before erison, as a penuya. According to Rav Rishonim, it's the Rabbanan. There are two Rishonim Ksubis, the Shita Yeshana and the Abu Draim, in the Rishim Gubetzis, that says it's an iser daraisa. The Isha Labaila, even Mishas Erisin is an Isha Labaila. But what's the idea? The idea is to create distance before creating closeness. You're going in the opposite direction first. That's the idea of Kedusha, to create the context, but even in the opposite, not focusing on the physical relationship, and only afterwards, well, after one has the context, so then one can be involved in the physical. Because one wants to emphasize that the relationship is on many levels, not just the physical. It's also why one of the Mepharshim say, why there's a minhag to fast on the day of the wedding. Not just as a din of Yom Kippur. That's one idea, Mechilas Avonos. But the idea is to, because the physical relationship is going to start tomorrow, tonight, so that's why we go to the other extreme first, even going away from physical, even from food, in order to emphasize that that's not the only focus of this marriage.
Yeah, but that's only a mention of the Rabbanan, obviously.
That's a Rabbanan, right. You should be as Daraisa, right. But we'll have to see the Gemara why Rebbe was Mavatalit. We'll have to see. But the idea of Kiddushin, says the Chinuch, is to create a context before the Bia. V'gam no marshu k'dei shetitin aliba la'olam, shekinuya la'oso ha'ish, and also too, so that they always have in mind that they're nikner, that they go to each other, v'lo tezana tachto, v'lo timar bro, v'lo titin yo yakar v'hod la'olam, ke'ev la'adonav. So that, according from the Rambam, so that also she always thinks of him as a king, the Rambam says that he always thinks of her as a queen. Imagine marriages that we have that relationship. According to the Rambam in Hilchos, I think it's in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, that they have to think of each other as a king and a queen. And then he quotes, and because this is the idea of for each one to remember each other and what each other stands for, Nagu Yisrael Akadish Betabas, Leos Biyad the Tamil Maskeres. Because a ring is always there, it's always a good reminder. Right? A coin is not always a good reminder. What else? It's always honor. So it's always a ring. A lot of times she forgets about it, but it's just, it becomes part of, she forgets about that she has it on, because it's such a part of her. So that's what the Chinuch says, why we use a ring, because it's something that is always there. Okay.
There were no dissenting opinions
Excellent question. The Rishonim say, even though there might not have been dissenting opinions on some of the other Hilchasas, the Gemara just says Hilchasa anyway, just to show that's what sometimes when it has Hilchasas, it throws three or four Hilchasas in, even though there were no dissenting opinions. Correct. But that's one of the Rishonim I saw, says that. Okay, two dots. Tana Rabbanan. The Shtar Kesad. How does one do Kiddushei Shtar? So we already had, how does one do Kiddushei Kesef? But how does one do Kiddushei Shtar? Cost of lo al Haniyar o al Hacheres. If he writes on a piece of paper, on a yar, klaf, cheres, on a piece of earthenware, even though that's not the paper or the cheres is not worth a sheva pruta, bitchu mukudeshesli, bitchu muresesli, bitchu lintu, your daughter is mukudeshes to me, mureses to me, is a wife to me. Any of those lashonos would work. If you remember, we mentioned on the first daf, on that base, that is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, quoted in the Rif here, emphasizes that what does it mean that ein bo sheva pruta, right? Cause of ein bo sheva pruta, because if it was a sheva pruta, it would be kesef. It would be kesef. That's what the Yerushalmi said, that the Rif quoted at the beginning of the Masechta. And the Ran explains that Yerushalmi, that you might have thought, let me just say the Maskana first, the Maskana is that if there is ever a problem in the shtar when you give it, if it had been worth a sheva pruta, there might be an automatic backup. That if you give a kiddushin shtar mikdash b'shtar zu, right, and you write it in there, and there's something wrong with it for some reason, so then there's an automatic backup. Because you might have said that it doesn't work. You might have said there are three darkei kiddushin, and never the twain shall meet, never the three shall meet, and therefore, you can't use it. You can't use it. Or, you might have said that it's a genai for a woman to be nicknamed a kiddushin shtar. No way, they give me a kesef. Okay, that's what I'm focusing on. But shtar, even as well as a pruta, it's a gnai for me. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of that Yerushalmi. That is an automatic backup had it been a shava pruta. But that's what the Gemara is emphasizing, that if it's just a unique, exclusive derech, it's a shtar, that's ein bo shava pruta. Ein bo shava pruta. That's the lashon here, aval pi she'ein bo shava pruta. The Rashba here suggests and holds that even though the Gemara here says, what is it? What do you write in Kedusha Shtar? Kazal on the Yar, Bitchamu Resali, Bitchamu Kadeshously, etc. The Rashba holds that this is a, as if it said, etc. It's a truncated, a shortened Lashon. Why? Because by Shtar Erisin, you have to write the names. You have to write the names of the parties involved. Says the Rashba, Lishna Kaita Nakat Hacha, De Bitcha Plonis Mukudeshously, Ani Ploni Kosevlo. De Hashtar Kedushin, Mishtar Gerushin Yalfinan. Because says the Rashba, right, Iske Shavaya Liatzia, like we had yesterday from the Shar HaMelech, that you gotta do Kiddushin Shtar during the day, just like Gerushin goes by the day. So says the Rashba here, by a Shtar Kiddushin, you have to write the names of the Chassid and the Kala, or the Kala's father, whoever the correct address is, you have to write it in there, or else it is a, or it is not good. Because Shtar Kiddushin are compared to get, and the Ritva says, what are you talking about? You know, Iske Shavaya Liatzia to an extent, but you don't, that's not reducing the same details. So Machlokas Rishonim, by Shtar Kiddushin, you have to write the names here, between the Rashba and the Ritva. So that's Shtar Kiddushin.
It seems from the context that, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that the Indian of Shtar is that he doesn't have to say anything, he can write it.
Oh, so that's what it's, that you mean, like that Rashi that we mentioned. Right, it sounds like here, as Tzvi is mentioning, that there is no requirement for Amira by Kiddushin Shtar. So that was the diuk that we...
If it's Shavapruta, right?
Right. Nafkamina means if you give it
and you don't say anything,
if you don't say anything,
write it,
but it says it in the
Shtar. Shtar and not Kesef.
Right, I'm saying, but even if you don't say anything, it says in the Shtar, Hari Amkudesh is Bishtar Zu. So that's only you would say, could that work as Kesef? If you would say something,
even a Shavit Kesef, then it's Kedusha Kesef.
You would say if it's an Amira, but you're saying the same thing that you're writing in it. You would be saying the same thing you'd be writing it. It says in here, Hari Am Kadesh is Bishtar Zu, even without saying it. So I don't know if that's a diak, but I thought it was just a diak from the Gemara. Because the Gemara explains the process, there's no Amira here, and that's what Rashi was, we were Medayik from Rashi. The first Rashi in Dav Beis, Rashi was Medayik, that we were Medayik from Rashi that there is no Amira by Shtar, and also from the Rambam. The Rambam mentions Amira by Kesef and by Bia, but not by Shtar. Because the Shtar speaks for herself. Shtar speaks for herself. So Maskal, Rabbi Bar Mama,
why is the example of Bitcha?
Why is the example of Bitcha? Good question. What, I looked around for that. I didn't see. Why Dafka? Is this the more? Why did it just say regular case of Kiddushin Shtar with a woman? Harayat. I'm not sure exactly why it gives the case of Bitcha. So we mentioned some before when the Gemara wants to quote a more Kinyani type of idea. Like we mentioned the Rashi and Daf Gimel, Lemute Chuppah. And Rashi says, talks about Kiddushin Bito there. But I'm not sure here, is it more Kinyan oriented with Kiddushin Shtar than the others? I'm not sure. That's what that's a good example that Gemara gives here. So basically over here, by Bible, Hello, Dami, Hai, Shtar, Shtar, Zvini. 1 minute. How does Kiddushin Shtar work? This is not like a regular Shtar Mecher.
Yeah,
why?
He says, the Makna explains why. And not with a Gedolim, Hashem, Sheikra, Chiddush, Kansha, Baal, Kosev, Hashtar, Velo, Ha'av. L'chein, Nakta, B'tzir, Kazeh.
Okay, so the Chiddush is that the... Oh, because we're about to ask on the different order of going, that the Baal and not the father? Okay. Okay, so it's telling you the Chiddush, maybe, that you could even have a Shtar going to the father, not just to the husband. So Gemara says, 1 second, but this Shtar Kiddushin is not like a Shtar Mechira. And didn't we learn the whole source of Kiddushin Shtar is connected? Hasa mocher kosev osadeh mechur lecha. Over there, buy a Shtar Mecher, where you buy a piece of land. So then the seller says, my field should be sold to you. Right? He gives over the deed. Hacha baal kosev bitcha mukudeshesli. But over here, the husband is writing bitcha mukudeshesli. Your daughter is mukudeshes to me. Therefore, it's the kone writing. So who writes the shtar, the mocher or the kone? That's the question. So it's not similar. So amar rava hasa minyana dekra v'hacha minyana dekra. What's the difference? It goes by the different psukim. Hasam ksiv umachar. Over there by Shtari Mecher, the Pasuk focuses on Mechira. The Pasuk focuses on he sold from his achuza. He sold a piece of land, and therefore, because the pasuk mentions mechira, that's why the shtar is formulated by the mocher. The mocher talarachmana. Hachaksiv ki yikach bebal talarachmana. But over here, by marriage, the focus is on the man. The kona, bebal talarachmana. So therefore, that's why he writes the shtar. So don't blame the metzias, blame the psukim. Right, obviously not just blame the psukim, but the psukim are describing who is a main player in the process. So Mar says, one second, Hasam Nami Ksiv, Salas Bakesav Yiknu, even by Mechira, right, it says in Yirmiyahu, focus on the Kona. So Mar says, Kari Be Yaknu. No, read it Yaknu, instead of Yiknu. So Yaknu is Hifil, causing to buy, which is the seller. So Mar says, My time occurs Be Yaknu, Mishutaksiv Machar. Why are you rereading the literally rereading the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, because you have a pasuk another pasuk that focuses on the mocher, so achanami. So why don't you change the pasuk by marriage? Kari be kiyakach, right? Ki ridi kiyakach as a hifel. The chesiv is bitin asati leishazeh, because you have another pasuk that focuses on the father who is the makne in a marriage. So my answer is elam arava hilchas aninu. Really, it's a halacha moshe b'sinai. Vasbuchin rabbanan akroy. The rabbanan were so mechid on a pasuk. What is the halacha moshe b'sinai? Although we say Tosfos says if it's halacha moshe b'sinai, why do you need the psukim earlier for kedusha shtar? If it's halacha moshe b'sinai, right? He doesn't quote it, but the Rambam says, we mentioned this before in the Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam talks about the five parts of Torah Shebal Peh. One of them is halacha moshe b'sinai. What's the definition of halacha moshe b'sinai? The Rambam says 2 points. Number one, there is no remez in the Torah for it at all. You would never have come up with this in your life at all. You can think of this for 100 years. There's a separate category called dvarim hamufurashim hamukubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That sometimes has hints in the Torah. But Dvarim Moshe Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's no such thing. You would never have thought of it. So it can't be based on a pasuk. And the other part of the definition is that there's never a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And that's what the Chavos Yar and many other Achronim discuss. You see a lot of machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai in Shas. So you have to say a lot of them are not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What the Gemara says, Gemara Gemirila, the Nitziv suggests. So Rashi and Tosfos always say that means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam must hold all the Gemara Gemirilas are Dvarim HaMufrashim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, but not Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But so here, so the Gemara Tosfos here asks, so how could you say it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Once you say it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, so what is the pasuk doing? So Tosfos says, no, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Shtar Mecher. Shtar Mecher is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Banan Tosfos. Hilchas Atema. Kiva de Hilchas Aninu Lamali Krodav Yatzav Ha'isa. Shishin Gis B'Shtar. V'yishlomer de Shtar Mecher L'chud Havi Hilchasa. Only Shtar Mecher is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and the rest, the extension, is learned that from the Pasuk. And number two, he quotes, the bottom line, maybe Hilchus here means Hilchus Medina. Sometimes you have Halacha means, it's what people do. It's the minug of the land. Okay, either way, that's number one. If you buy Yisema, or the other reason why we darsh it and we change Yiknu to mean Yaknu and not the other one, Hasanami Ksivo Ekach Sefer HaMikneh. Because there's two psukim that clearly focus on the Mocher by Shtar Mechira, another pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So therefore, that's why we darshan it that way. Okay, next case. V'yamar Rava Amar Rav Nachman. V'yamar Rava Amar Rav Nachman. Kasav lo al haniyar o al hacheres. Av bishim repruta. As we said before, men writes on a klap or on cheres, even though it's not worth shavapruta, bitchubu kudeshesli, bitchubu resesli. That will work. Bitchalila into bein al yedei aviha, bein al yedei atzma. Whether her father is doing it, or whether she would write it herself. She would also be able to have a shtar kedushin written to her. Mikudesh es midaito. It all works as long as it is midaito, if it's from her father. Vehu shelo bagra, as long as she's not a bogeris yet. Because once she becomes a bogeris, she leaves her father's rishus, and therefore kedushe bito is not possible anymore. Kasav lo al anir al acheres. If he writes to her, Adir Cheres, Ava Bishayim Bashavar Pruta, as we said, even though it's not with the Shavar Pruta, Beinai Deviya, Beinai Deatzma, whether she or her father, Midaita, when will you need her das, Vahu Shebagra. If she becomes a Bulgaris, then you would need her das involved, because it's her choice, it's not her father's choice, once she becomes a Bulgaris. Interesting discussion, the Ramban here has a suffix. Can the husband write Hare At and give it to the father? What if he wants to write her name? So she'll say, Hare At, and give it to the father. So says the Ramban, he does not think, he's noted to say that it's Eina Mukudashas, but he can give it to her. And she can accept it on behalf of the father. Other Rishonim suggest that no, if it's Kiddushei Bito, you can't write Harayat even to her. You have to write Bitra, even if it goes to her, because who's the real address here? She doesn't have a yad. We discussed who has the real, in a little bit of Mesechus Gittin, who's the real yad here? But the Rishonim here discussing, it seems like a linguistic language issue, but really underneath, it's the who is the real yad by Kiddushei Bito. Is it the father? Is it her? Is it both of them? Does she have a yad independently and she accepts it on behalf of the father? But that is the discussion in the Ramban. The Ran here says, quotes an idea of it also.
Are you talking about between Naharis and Bagris? Or?
Bagris, for sure, she can't do it with through her father.
Right.
Katana or Nara, we're talking about. But even by Katana.
And we said that by Nara, she may have a yad, but still the father
by
has.
By Nara, right, whether Shte Yadayim Zochos Ka'achas, Rabbi Yehuda discussed, that was in the sixth parak in Gittin. So says the says the Ran on Daf Hey in the back. B'kedushe Shtar, Kiva Shastar Hu Shekon, Itzor Shaloshan Shtar Yedaber, Imishu Hu Makabel HaKiddushin. Shemagari says, Yeshtoy Deishliach Sarach Shechta Waget Hariyah Muteres, Ulafichach Efshar, Tekol Shalol Bagra, Umis Kadeshes Bishtar, Sarach Shechta Bishtar Bitcha. You have to write Bitcha, she's the real Yad. Umiyoki Yoiv La, Haomer La Hariyah Mukudeshes. But the Ran says, but if you give it to her, you can write Hayat. Zeo Mashani Chokhi was Elohachmir. I'm not sure, but the Ran thinks to be Machmir in that case, different than the Shitas that he quoted from his great great grand rabbi, the Ramban. Again, that's what the Rishonim here discuss. What is the actual Lashon? Okay. Boy Rabshim Ben Lakish says, Reish Lakish, Tar Eirsin, Shikazah Shalolishma Mahu. What if you have a Star Eirsin that you wrote Shalolishma? What does it mean, Shalolishma? Rashi says, "Shenechtav l'shem isha acheres v'nimlach." Shalolishma, you were going out with one girl and you thought that she would be the one. Then something happens, so you kept it, and you happened to go out with somebody who had the same name. Amazing. Harei mukudesh is libret, or if you don't, if you hold like the other sheet of that, you don't write the names. So then it's just harei mukudesh is li. So mahu? Ask the some of the achronim. Why does Rashi have to say a name of to say a case of? A shalolishma means for a different person. Why don't you just write shalolishma? Means you write it stam, right? Just write it stam. Why does that to Rashi have to come up with a case of a different person? So the some achronim suggest Yeshua's Yaakov suggests shebeshtar kiddushin shekasvu stama ein bazeh psul shalolishma. A shtar kiddushin that you write there's no psul shalolishma ve ein zeh doma leget shenechta bestama shepasul. Why should we should get shenachas lolishma? Why should a get stam isha ina omedes lagerishin? Stam isha, right? The Gemara has it that a stam isha does not stand to be divorced. Stama ain zelish, so stama would not be considered lishma. But by kiddushin, stam isha is omedes lakiddushin. The Gemara says so. Stam isha, it would be nechtav lishma. That's why Dafka Rashi has to have a case of shalolishma is Dafka for a different woman. Because stam isha would be lishma, even if you don't have a specific one in mind. Because the hashkafically, we're weighted on the marriage side, and we're weighted against the gerushin side. So, either way, so Rashi has the case, you wrote shalolishma, mahu, so is that good or not? Why? What's the issue, as you might have guessed? Hava yizli yitzias bakshinan. Do we compare the kiddusha to gerushin? Ma yitzia bi'inan lishma, just like get has to be written lishma, we spent a lot of time on that. So too, shtar kiddushin needs to be lishma. O dilma, or do we say no? Havayas ladali makshian. You compare darke kiddushin to themselves. Ma havaya the kesef lo bina lishma. Just like havaya of kesef, meaning you don't have to create the kesef lishma. Rashi says when you smelt down the metal into coins, you don't have to do that lishma. Af havaya the shtar not lo bina lishma. Also havaya the shtar, you don't need lishma. Right, so what do you say? The Shita Lanodu Lami says the question here is we know there's a principle in the Gemara sometimes that when you have a limud from A to B, how independent does B become? Does B now stand on its own once it's learned out, or does it always meshubid to the melamed of B? What's called don mina umina, right? Learn from it and then keep learning from it, or don mina v'uki ba'asra. Learn from it and then stand it in its place, meaning it has a dependence. It says the Shita Lanodu Lami. That's behind the suffix here. What do you say in this case, being that it is a gzeira shava? So the Gemara says, "Basa debaya hada pashta." After he asked it, he answered it. Havayi litzias makshinan. You compare it in a chinami. You compare it to get the amri krav yatsav haisa. So a shtar kiddushin does require lishma.
Did we discuss the case of, say, a shtar where everything is written except for the names? You can see, for example, on these ksuvas that you can buy in
Sfarim. Right, a tofes. If the tofes is written, so let's assume that we're talking about the Torah here. The main part of it is left out. That's what have to be written lishma. But if you have like the ksuba that we buy, that's the tofes. That wouldn't be a problem. The Rashba has a tshuva where he says a shtar kiddushin. Similarly, just like here, the Gemara is comparing it. A shtar kiddushin also. Even though the Gemara compares it, the Yishar Kiddusha cannot be written on Isuri Hana. That's what the Rashma says in the Shuvah. It's in Tav Reish Gimel. A Shtar Kiddushin, we're not working on Isuri Hana. And the Avnei Miluim, as you might have guessed, is the one to take issue with this. Why the Avnei Miluim? Because it's the Ksos that said the Chiddush that we had a number of times in Maseches Gittin, who said, why does the Gemara say if you write a get on Isuri Hana, it works? Why? Because the Ksos said in Simen Reish, and the Avnei Miluim, same person says it here, in Simen Kuf Lamites, that by get, it's a Maisa Nesina, it's not a Kinyan. It's a Nesina, that's why it works Balkarcha. So here's Balkarcha, what kind of Kinyan can work Balkarcha? So says the Ksos, all you need is a Maisa Nesina, you don't need a Kinyan. And that's why the other Nafkamina, there's two Rais, are Balkarcha and Ban Ke'echad. Ban Ke'echad, how does the Isha get her hands, if she can only get her hand once she's divorced, but she can only get divorced if she has a yad. So bon ke'echad, that's the magical principle the Gemara says. The Kso says, why does both that work? Because of the principle that's only in a maisa nesina by get, but nasama. Says the Kso here in the Avnei Miluim, ma'atam enir lizafka beget isha v'shichra paskina kasol yisuri hana akasher. I'm sorry. That's why this is a support of the Rashba. I misspoke before. Support of the Rashba. The Rashba says, even though we compare here in the Gemara regarding Lushma, but we will not compare it regarding running it on Isuri Hana, because a shtar kiddushin, that's a Kenyan. That's not a Isha Niknes. That's not just a Nesina. Avol shtar shtari hakna nira delo mahaniyim kasol Isuri Hana. V'raya miperakam de kiddushin. Telo tani al kasol acheres av vishim boshav apruta. It doesn't say kasvo al Isuri Hana. Dafka says less than apruta. Why? V'imkein lo kamar el avagav deim boshav apruta. Avol Isuri Hana lo. Omishud dagabi get dafka delo boy el Nesina. For less be mishum zachia, like I wrote, because of the Suri Hana, is be mishum nesina, for Shari Hakanon, the meaning Kinyan, and the Shari Kiddushin, it would not work. That's what he says the Fairies later on. The Shari Kiddushin, Pasol, and Kazal, the Suri Hana, Avagav, the Begit, and Kasher. I feel we Suri Hana, the Raisa, Viskashavai, Litsia, Mikomakam, Shiny Get. Tahavi Bal Karchal, Babai Zachia, Baknesina, Lechudei, but not Kiddushin. Right? That's a Rashba, and I think it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that you cannot give a Shari Kiddushin on Isuri Hana. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Itmar Kasva Shalolishma Vishalomidaita. What if you wrote it Shalolishma? You wrote it Lishma, as you have to. As we just said, you have to write the Shakadish Lishma, but Shalomidaita. You didn't tell her about it beforehand. So Rava Ravina Amri Mukudashes, Rava and Ravina say they're married anyway, even though it was not written with her das. Rapapa Ravshravya Amri Mukudashes, no, it doesn't work. Amri Rapapa Ematayim the Tuv Ematayim the D. Let me tell you their reason, let me tell you my reason. And it's just like Shita's Base Hillel. Right, Beis Hillel and Masechet Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Why do we pass on like Beis Hillel? Because he studies the other Shita that he doesn't agree with. So Rav Papa says, let me tell you both Shitas. Ema time it did too. What's their reason, says Rav Papa, that they say it is Mukudeshes, even without her Das? Dichsiv Yatsav HaHaisa Makash Avayu Yitzia. We compare it to Gittin. Ma Yitzia L'Shma V'Shlomi Daita, just like by Gerishin, the husband could write it without her knowledge, right, because it could be Balkarcha. Avayu Nami L'Shma V'Shlomi Daita, so too B'Shar Kiddushin. Ema time it did. But what's my reason why it says Ena Mukudeshes? V'Yatsav HaHaisa Makash Avayu Yitzia, because I compare it to Gerishin in a different way. Ma Yitzia Bina Das Makne, just like by Gerishin, you need das makne, meaning of the husband. The husband is being makne, the woman, her freedom. Afavai bin das makne, so to hear, by kiddushin, you need das makne, and she is the makne. The woman is the makne in this case. Ask the Avnei Miluim again, in Simin Lamed Beis. I think this was a Shabbos daf, so we didn't discuss it at length. I think it was Ksubas daf Chaf, where the Gemara there brings up, mipiyem below mipiksavam. The principle of, you're not allowed to say testimony bishpiksav. Mipiyem v'lo mipiksavim. That's the bidavka mipiyem. So all the Rishonim discussed there, what's the difference between that principle of mipiyem v'lo mipiksavim, that you have to testify by your mouth, versus the concept of shtar. Shtar is edus piksav. So what's the difference between edus piksav and shtar? So the Gemara, the Rishonim, Ksubas Daf Chaf and Yevamos Laman Aleph, those are the two places where they talk about it. But one of the Rashi in the Balamar in Ksubas say, what's the difference? There's a difference between mipihem, velo mipik savam is the problem, velo mipik savo is not a problem. Meaning, if something is written by the Baal Hashtar, the Das HaMischayev, that's not excluded from the Gemara. Vilomi Piksava means Adam testifying about somebody else. That's what cannot be done with a Shtar. But if the Baal Hashtar, the Shtar is written Midas HaMischayev, with the knowledge of the person committing and obligating themselves, that's not a problem. That's okay. So ask the Avnei Luim, so what's the possibility? The woman is obligating herself here in marriage to be nikna to the husband. So how can it be Shlomidaita? How can it be Shlomidaita? It has to be the only way that a shtar could work is because it be pik savo. Das HaMischayev. So how could it be that it not work, it work without her das? So Rabbi Chanan asked this kasha, because the Rabbi Chaim likes this Das HaMischayev idea. So Rabbi Chanan is Talmud asked this kasha in Simen Pei. So he called the Hiksha, Hashalomi Das HaMischayev, possible call Ashtaris. V'yishlomer d'lo b'ina Das HaMischayev el das bal Ashtar. Sometimes there's a difference. Most of the time you don't have a difference. But here you can have a difference possibly between the one who's obligating themselves and the Baal Hashtar. Marriage, you have a difference. The woman is the Das HaMischayev because she's being Mischayev herself, and the husband is the Baal Hashtar. Most of the time they go together, but here it goes differently. And the Ikra is the Baal Hashtar. V'acha given shahabal kosev Hashtar, lo binin daita misadin shtar, elame kesha liyitziya. So that's what he suggests. Viter. So we have a machlokas about you need the das of the woman. Meisvei in kosev shari erusim nisuin, elame dash shneyem. We have a brisa that says that you only register the erusim nisuin with both of their das. My left star erusim nisuin mamash. Doesn't this mean an actual star erusin? So therefore, it's a raya that you need das. It's a raya that ainu mukudesh without her das. Lo star epsikta. We're talking about what the documents that the machatanim write up before the marriage. Ukedarav gidal amarav. The amar gidal amarav, where they agree. Kamat anus the mitchal kach v'kach. What do you mean to your son? This much. Once they get up, once they finish, that works as a kinyan. It works as a kinyan, even though no kinyan took place. Because the Gemara says in Ksubis, we had it at the end of Ksubis, through the hana'ah that they get, they're so happy to be married to each other. So then, for the children to be married to each other, so that's why the hana'ah is plays the role of the kinyan. There's a machlokas we've shown him here, between the Rashbam here and Tosfos and others. Does it have to be the second as they get up? Amdu v'kitshu is bedafka, or it could be a little later. That's a machlokas. But the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha here mentions, he says, I know a lot of machatanim that hate each other. Yeah. What do you mean, bahahi hana? Going into the marriage is always hunky-dory. It's not always. Sometimes you have issues. So what do you mean? It's automatic amdu v'kinshu? It's such hana? So says the Sharam Mitzvah Balacha, you're right. They might not like each other, but they're very happy that their kids are getting married. And if that's the case, that's enough hana. Right, because he says, whatever it takes. That's what he says. Even if they don't like each other, but hopefully they like at least the guy with the kids, they're happy with it.
What else could a shiny soon be?
What could a shiny soon be? That's also we discussed in Subis. What exactly is a shiny soon? That's remember the Rishonim discussed it there. Again, you have all the different cheetahs of what Nisuin could be, but that's at least our Erisin is what the Gemara focuses on. Ube Bia, fifth line. Minalan, what's the makar for Bia? Amar Bilam, Rabbi Yochanan, Bu'ulas Baal. Malami Chinasala Baal de Bi'ila, because the Lashon of Ahib Bu'ulas Baal, it's a Baal through Bi'ila. Amalir Bzeel, Rabbi Vov, Amalir Shlakas, Rabbi Yochanan. Ku'urazu, Shashana Rabbi Yubala, Malami Shinakas Bia. What's wrong with the makar we had 4 days ago? Right? Ku'urazu, it's ugly to you? Right, it's ugly to you that the makar that we had earlier, the Tosas Rid in Ksuba says the word lichora can be written with an ayin or with an aleph. So lichura sometimes with an aleph, because at first glance you're not getting the right shot. So it's lichura, it's like with an ayin, it's ugly. But sometimes at the end, after you work for it, it comes lichora, comes to true light. Sounds like an Achronos HaTorah, but it's a Tosas Rit. So says the Gemara, so why? What's wrong with that makar? So imi hasim, if you only have the makar of Ubala, hava minash mekadesh v'hadarbal, I might have thought that you need kesef and bia, because it says ki yikach uba'ala. Kamash malan, that's why you need the other pasuk, which just talks about bia. Masal v'rabar b'ramamal imkei nara marasa d'amraf b'na b'ski l'chemish ka'achasla. How could you ever have a hava mina that kiddushim would have to be kesef and bia? How would you ever have a nara marasa that's put to death? Either ikdash v'hadarbal, if she already went through kesef and bia, bu'uli, she's a bu'ula. And our marasa is only beskila if she's a besula. Eat the ikdash v'lobal, and if you only did kesef, lav klamut. You're telling me that you wouldn't think that it's a kedushin. So how could you ever have a havamina that you would need kesef and bia? So amru rabana kameda baya, mishkachas la, come up with a case, kun shabala arish lo kadarka. The arish was bal hur shalokadarka. And that will be enough of a kinyan for erison. but it would not be enough of a kinyan. It wouldn't make her a ba'ula. And that's why anybody who follows and is ba'ul her would be chayiv skila. One minute. We're going to have a machlokas in a minute that if a number of men do bi'ashlo kadarka with a woman, then she's still considered a besula. That's only by other men. But if a husband does shalok biyashalokadarka, divriya kolam baala shalokadarka asa beula. Everybody agrees if a husband does a biyashalokadarka on a woman, she's considered a beula. Considered a beula. Why? What's the difference? Isn't it a physical mitzias? Says the Ritva. No. The Ritva says, pirish, tikivan da ahanya biyaso leknosa, since this bia, even shalokadarka, is enough to be kona, her to him, ahani la asosa bia gemura, veladonaka beula. That's enough to treat her as a beula. Because Kedushe Bia is not just about the physical act. It's about what the effect is. So even a Bia Shloka Darka could be different by the husband, but not by somebody else. Bia Acher Lo Avile Be'ula Shloka Darka L'Rabbanan. Good. So Mahi, what by the way is that machlokes? So the Tanya. So Bala, Yuran Ashim Vadaini Besula, if 10 men live with a woman and she's still a Besula, they all do Bishloka Darka, Kulan Beskila. The Tanakama says they're all with Skila, meaning she's still considered a Besula. Rebbe Omer Omrani, Harisha Beskila Bakulan Bachanak. Rebbe says, no, only the first one. But the rest of them are Bachanak because she's considered a Ba'ula. So that machlokes is by an acher, but by the husband, for sure, she's considered a ba'ula, so we're still stuck. What's the case? How can there be a havamina that you need kesef and bia? There would never be a case of nara marasa b'skila. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, a different case. Mishkachas la, go shekitcha b'shtar. Kiddush shtar. That's fine. Hova gomer amotzi gomer machnas. Even if you would have a havamina that kesef and bia would have to go together, shtar would be separate. Period. Rabbi Yochanan Hayabala Mayavale. What does Rabbi Yochanan, who had the earlier pasuk, do with this pasuk of Ba'ala? Right? Haumi Baile, Zugnik Nisbabia, Veinam Avrinikas Babia. Teach me that this, a woman, can be Nikle Babia, but not an Amavria. Why? Saka del Chamina tastes to be Kavachom Yavama. I might have learned it from Kavachom from Yavama. My Yavama, she Nikas Bakasanikas Babia. Yavama, which you cannot be Kona with Kasef, only with Bia, right? Yibum, only with Bia. Zushikas Babia, Amavria, which can be Nikle Babakasef. Nikas Bakasef, in addition, Kas Babia. So surely Bia should work. Ah, my Levamish King Skukovom had this, as we had before. What do you mean? You can't bring any rice from Yavama. Because there, you only have to do a little bit. Right? The Torah already created the context. No. Sakada the Chamino Hova Kasav Imacheres Yikachlo. No, you might have said, because the Torah writes in Mishpatim that if he takes another wife, Hikisha Kasav Acheres, you compare both wives, a regular wife and the Amevriya, Acheres Mikle Bebiyaf, Amevriya Mikle Bebiyah. So that's the Havamina, Kamash Malahan. That's why you have to have the other Pasik. Period. For Rebbe Hai Svarmina, how does he know that Svara not to compare not to allow bia by amevria im kim lechta rachman ubal my ubala shvamina tarti. What's the extra letter of ubala? So it must be that you learn both tarti. Period. Let's just mention one more point and then we'll have to continue. But we'll continue again. Pick up on Monday. I mentioned this once in Masechtos. I have to mention it now again. Only by Rebbe do you find the lashon of Omer Ani. Right? Rebbe says here. Rebbe Omer Ani. Look throughout Shas. Only by Rebbe Omer Ani. Rebbe of Engel makes this sa'ara. So what's Omer Ani? Dafka by Rebbe. Kainai Adarkos Rebbe Lomar Dvarav Balashan Omer Ani. This is in the Beis HaOtzar and Klal Yud Gimel. Right? So he says, why? He says, it's a Lashon of Anava. Wa'aniyaz Daiti. It's the Aramaic way of saying La'aniyaz Daiti. Omer Ani, this is me. Misha, as it says at the end of Sota, Misha Beis Rebbe Batla Anava. And he says, even Kabbalistically, what is it? Because it's like real, true, humble people, they don't even say anything themselves. They said, This is the Ani in me. It's like it's not really me. It's the Ani in me. What I think it's just a pure lashon of another Omer Ani. And then he adds Hafla Vafela. He says throughout Tanakh you find the phrase Omer Ani only once by David HaMelech in Tehillim. David HaMelech writes it, and therefore we know David HaMelech. Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is from the Shrine of David HaMelech. So only by David HaMelech do you find Omer Ani. You find it where in Tehillim. Where is it? In Tehillim Mem Hei. Rachash Libi Davar Tov, Omer Ani Ma'asai Lamelach, Lashoni At Eit Sofer Mahir. So that's already a connection, but what's the Pasuk talking about? Davar, Rachash Libi Davar Tov, David HaMelech says, I felt something good. Omer Ani, I say Ma'asai Lamelach, my actions are for the king. Lashoni, my tongue, Eit Sofer Mahir, becomes the pen of a sofer. It's an allusion to Rebbe writing down to Rosh Baal Peh. Right, because he says what? He says it's a great thing, where with Rachash Libi Davartov, Omer Ani, I say, my actions are for the king, meaning Eis Lasos Lashem, right? Lashoni, my tongue, Torah Shabbat Peh becomes Eit Sofer Mahir. becomes the pen of a scribe. He says that's what he thinks is meaning Rambis in Ruach HaKodesh on Rebbe in the Chibur HaMishnah. The Rebbe Shabbat Pei, Yeth HaRishon LaOmer in Bechsav, the Rebbe put it down because Eifer is Eislafer LaShem, that is the Ma'asai LaMelech, and that's how he explains the Pesukim. And that's and that's what he says. He says, Libi Dover Tov, Rashi Tevos or Rebbe. Libi Dover Tov, Rashi Tevos or Rebbe, and Tevas is Lashoni, is Gemashria Yehuda HaNasi. So he says, all Ramos about Rebbe. Okay. V'gam Ramos Hashem Rebbe, Shekinu Chachamim, V'gam Shmo Ha'atzmi Yehuda HaNasi. Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, I'll go in Shabbos, and again, we'll pick up Hashem on Monday.